Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Obama heads to Louisiana tomorrow to see for himself the effects of the devastating floods in the Baton Rouge area that have damaged tens of thousands of homes and more than a dozen people are dead. And there are new questions about whether a better warning system is needed to save lives and property in floods like this. Ryan Kailath is coastal reporter for WWNO. He joins us now. Ryan, first, what's the latest in the Baton Rouge area?
Baton Rouge, the city itself, has largely dried out, but this trillions of water that fell there is slowly making its way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And as it does, kind of rolling downhill there, it's rolling through town after town. So as lately as this weekend, there were towns that had their water level static at 2 or 3 feet, houses flooded to 2 or 3 feet, and they're just now draining out and getting into the sort of recovery phase of this.
And President Obama is going to visit the area tomorrow. He's been criticized for not coming until now, for not interrupting his vacation. How are people feeling about him and his visit?
You know, probably like everywhere around the country right now, it completely breaks down on partisan lines. Of the people I've talked to, some people want a reason to be mad at the president. Some people will love him no matter what. That's kind of how the conversation has gone. Some said, I'm glad he didn't come and take away our first responders' attention from they have other more important things to do. Other people were shaking their fists and saying, that Obama never gives us nothing.
And Donald Trump did visit the area last week. Was it difficult for the authorities to handle his visit?
From what I've heard, Trump's visit was all right. He didn't visit the city itself, or at least he didn't pause there. He went out to one of the more, it's not quite rural, but more rural parishes, where coincidentally he has much stronger support than in Baton Rouge, which is 50% black. So I think it was more of a small town thing. I haven't heard too much. I think the visit went all right.
Now, there are calls right now for a new system to measure the scale of a flood in advance so that people can prepare. Tell us how that would work exactly. It would be something like we have for tornadoes and hurricanes?
Exactly. And I mean, there's two parts to this. One is that historically, Baton Rouge isn't the place to deal with this. They've never faced this before. People escaped to Baton Rouge after Hurricane Katrina, and many of them never went back because Baton Rouge was seen as higher ground, seen as a place that doesn't flood. So the question is, how do you train people who have never flooded before from a weatherman's perspective, how to react and how to take these things seriously? So Dr. Marshall Shepard, he's a professor at UGA and used to be head of the American Meteorological Society. He called for something like the hurricane that's called the Saffir-Simpson scale, you know, where you've got category 1 through category 5, or even measurements. They measure earthquakes by the Richter scale. So he proposed a flood scale where you could assign levels of seriousness, where you could say, watch out, folks, this is a category 4 flood coming. Because one of the big problems that I think we've seen a lot with this is that this storm didn't have a name like Tropical Storm Bonnie or Hurricane Katrina. Instead, it was just, hey, folks, it's going to rain. And that's really hard from a meteorologist's perspective to instill seriousness in people when you're saying it's going to rain.
And would a flood scale have helped in this case?
I can't say. So I've talked to several other meteorologists about it. One of them, his name is Josh Eaches. He's at the local TV station, but he's also doing his dissertation. He's a PhD candidate right now in weather communication. He's basically studying the question, how do you freak people out about the weather when you need to freak them out? He strongly disagreed with Marshall Shepard that we should have a flood scale. He said, yes, then you can assign some seriousness, but he said it also gives people permission to ignore smaller floods. They'll say, oh, that's just a category 1 flood. I don't need to worry about that one. Look at how low the number is. And he was saying that's a big possible problem with assigning a scale. He'd rather keep it to inches, you know, 5 inches of rain, 15 inches of rain. He thinks that's a perfectly acceptable scale.
That's Ryan Kailath, who is a coastal reporter for WWNO, joining us from Louisiana. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.